Current News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Israel's war with Hamas resumed after a week-long truce expired, with each side blaming the other for the resurgence of hostilities. Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn says it is important that the U.S. send a clear message to the rest of the world in the way it supports Israel.
Our allies need to know that we are going to be there. We're going to be rock solid with them, and our enemies need to fear us. And that is something that this administration seems and appears to have lost sight of.
Senator Blackburn told the Salem Radio Network the Biden administration seems to believe it can help resolve the crisis by making concessions to both sides, something she says simply cannot be done. The House of Representatives voted to expel scandal-plagued Representative George Santos on Friday, making him the first House lawmaker to be expelled in more than 20 years.
Many of the Republicans from New York were front and center in that effort. They clearly are concerned that Santos will have a negative effect in their efforts to win re-election next year.
Correspondent Kevin Frecking. Santos walked out of the House chamber just before all the votes that sealed his fate were cast. On Friday, he did not answer reporters' questions. Los Angeles police are searching for a suspect in the fatal shootings of three homeless people in separate incidents around the city last month. Police Chief Michael Moore said all three occurred in the early morning hours. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass gave a warning to the homeless in the city via KABC.
Seek shelter. Seek services, stay together, seek support, and we need your help to get the word out.
Police are trying to find out now whether similar shootings in Las Vegas may be related. This is SRN News. Some serious religious freedom issues are being raised in Ukraine.
Ever since the invasion by Russia, Ukrainian officials have been cracking down on churches it accuses of being sympathetic to the invaders. Now the United Nations is raising concerns, especially about a proposed law that would shut down all religious organizations with ties to countries in armed conflict with Ukraine. Russian Orthodox officials in Ukraine say they are loyal to the country, and some have publicly condemned the invasion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion officially becomes part of Ohio's constitution on December 7th. That's a month after voters approved the amendment. But how soon the impact of the new law is felt remains unclear. Existing abortion-related lawsuits are moving again through the courts now that voters have decided the issue, raising questions about it being implemented. The amendment did not repeal any existing Ohio laws. This is SRN News. Retired Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, the first woman to sit on the U.S. Supreme Court, has died at the age of 93.
During her tenure on the High Court, O'Connor often was a decisive vote in key cases. In 1992, she led a five-justice majority in the Casey decision that upheld Roe v. Wade. She said the court's obligation is to define the liberty of all, not to mandate our own moral code.
That is Greg Cluxton reporting. Texas must move a floating barrier on the Rio Grande that drew opposition from Mexico. We get more details on that from correspondent Tayshia Stevens.
A federal appeals court is upholding a ruling that demands Texas remove a series of buoys in the Rio Grande. The floating buoys cover about 1,000 feet of water. Texas Governor Greg Abbott said the buoys were necessary to stop people from illegally crossing the border into the U.S.
That is Tayshia Stevens reporting. More on these stories at srnnews.com.